This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Look at it. It ain't going to play.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let me just mention this. I think more radio hosts should be in positions of authority because you have to have a lot of patience to work with computers like I do, trying to make a radio show happen. And then when it doesn't, and I'm seized with this insane desire to stick my fist in the screen of this computer up to my shoulder, prior to me shooting it numerous times and dancing on it. Well, that just tells you right there how much self-control I got, huh? That's just the epitome of it all. I'm not really going to do that. I would never dance on a computer. Anyway. Third hour, we're going to be joined by Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. We're going to be talking to him tonight. And we're going to be talking to, Friday night, we're going to be talking to Kit Cope as Spikes Tactical has joined the fold as well. Pipe Hitters Union, Spikes Tactical. Man, what kind of a tandem is that? Now, right now, the media is out there very eagerly seeking to find a tipping point in the gun debate. They want to declare that you and me and everybody else that supports the Second Amendment, that we're losing the culture war against guns and that gun sales are plummeting because Americans don't buy gun control threats. Oh, well, nothing like a few facts to throw a little water on that fire. The FBI's new report on firearms background checks contradicts that media narrative altogether. So, background checks for February 2018 reached the second highest February level ever, even exceeding the February 2013 level reached after Obama issued 23 executive orders on gun safety as a response to the Newtown, Connecticut murders. And let's stop calling these things shootings, shall we? These are not shootings. When me and you go to the range, you know what we're doing? We're shooting. Let's not buy into the vernacular that they have put in place. Alan Corwin has taught me this now. He'll be with us tomorrow, too. So the Newtown, Connecticut rampage murders, let's call it that. February 2018 background check numbers were exceeded only by February 2016, when Hillary Clinton, who had previously advocated an Australian-style gun buyback, was the frontrunner for president. There's never going to be an Australian-style gun buyback here in the United States. If they're looking for a tipping point, that would be one. Because the Australian-style gun buyback consisted of this. A bunch of Aussies got out there in government and said, hey, turn in your guns, we're going to give you what we think they're worth, and if you don't, we're coming after you with the government. That was the gun buyback. And doing that here in the United States is definitely not going to, that's going to be a no-go. February 2018 results were all but completed when Trump made comments in a meeting with lawmakers that unnerved some Second Amendment supporters on the last day of the month. But, you know, like I said, I think he's sort of setting somebody up. And if he isn't, well, then that would be the death of him, politically anyway. Statistics on background checks do not, never have, represent the number of firearms sold, but they're viewed as a proxy estimate for actual gun sales numbers. The media campaign to promote new gun controls and demoralize Second Amendment supporters has featured such recent headlines as conservatives are losing the culture war over guns. Trump gun slump sales plummet as Americans don't buy gun control threats. Or Trump slump for gun sales isn't reversing. Or thanks to Trump slump, shops have more guns than buyers. Peter Beinart's culture war column in the Atlantic.com cites corporations cutting ties with the NRA, along with the CNN town hall booing of spokeswoman Dana Loesch to make the case that Americans' attitudes toward guns are changing. No, they're not. No, they are not. Listen, I listened to the guys from Marvelous Coral about these boycotts that some of these places are put. I didn't even know they had those. And I'm fairly well wired into most of these systems as far as looking at what they got. I didn't know they had them. And I would not have joined them. That would not be the reason I joined them. To get a discount on a budget rental car. Or to get a discount on a hotel. Or to get a discount on a flight ticket. Now, Beinart may be describing the intent rather than result of the media campaign. He wrote, even when conservatives win elections and pass laws, they look at the trend among cultural elites, the media, Hollywood, universities, even corporations, and feel like they're losing. But that's because what's actually happening is the cultural elites, they're the ones that are losing. The FBI report indicates that by the end of this year, there will have been more than 300 million background checks in the 20 years of record keeping. Americans like guns, and they like them even more than ever, no matter what the cultural elites want you to think. Two anecdotal accounts from recent gun shows illustrate another trend. At a Tampa, Florida gun show, one vendor estimated that only 10% of gun show shoppers were firearms aficionados. The rest were either newcomers or dabblers. At a Waukesha, Wisconsin gun, I hope I pronounced that right, a vendor said, I think a lot of the new buyers do come into the market as soon as it's in the news. They're going, well, maybe I should get one before they ban them. It is happening the absolute opposite effect of what they intended. Alana Abramson at Time.com writes that membership in the NRA and gun rights groups across the country is spiking. She quotes the head of the Georgia gun owners who says, as soon as anti-gun attacks started coming in on Twitter, Facebook, and in the media, we began to hear from people who didn't even own guns who wanted to join up or contribute out of solidarity in defense of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The head of the Nevada Firearms Coalition says gun owners themselves weren't being demonized after Las Vegas, but after the Florida shooting, there was a definite push to demonize honest gun owners and to demonize the NRA. And I think that's what's provoked their response, and in that he is correct. Describing the post-Florida increase in gun control activism, Abramson notes an NRA board member who says, we've never had this level of opposition before, not ever. It's a campaign of lies and distortion, but it's very well funded, and they're playing on the sympathy factor of kids getting killed. Times.com gave the last word to Shannon Watts, the founder of Moms Demand Action. That's not true. She didn't found it. She just got hired to run it. She says of the gun lobby what really applies to the anti-gun movement. They specialize in exploiting shooting tragedies. That's projection, people. That's where they're getting out there. Most pro-gun advocates look at all crime and say we should fight that. So they're constantly looking at all crime and saying we should fight that. We should protect the innocent. More people should be able to protect themselves. Let's educate them. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then these guys only come out when they think there is the wind in the air and they can put their backs to it and sail. So if anybody specializes in exploiting a shooting tragedy, which this is not a shooting tragedy, like I said, they specialize in murder tragedies, in mass murder tragedies. And in certain cases, they specialize in going after things that should have been prevented. So, just my thoughts on it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cool.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You know, the Boyd's Gun Stock, what it has done for the Scout Rifle is actually, I think, what Cooper would have liked for it to have been if he could have seen it through. It supplies all the little touches exactly where you need them. And that's the At One Gun Stock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, let's discuss, if we can, because they always want to discuss this. So let's, you and me, discuss violence with guns. But I want to point some things out. According to the CDC, every day, 30 Americans die in a motor vehicle crash that involves drunk driving. What kind of restrictions should be placed on automobile ownership? After all, you know, should there be a federal background check in order for you to obtain a driver's license or to purchase a car? The FBI's 2015 Uniform Crime Report shows that nearly three times more people were stabbed or hacked to death than were killed with shotguns and rifles combined. The number of shotgun and rifle deaths totaled 548. People who were stabbed or hacked to death totaled 1,573. Should you have to go through a background check to buy a knife? Should there be a waiting period for buying a knife? Now, you would probably argue that it is utter nonsense to deal with drunk driving deaths and knife deaths by having federal background checks and waiting periods to get a driver's license or to buy a gun or a car or, excuse me, a car or a knife. You would recognize, just as the courts and the general public do, that cars and knives are inanimate. They do not act on their own. So if you want to do something about deaths resulting from drunk driving or being stabbed or hacked to death, we must focus on individuals. We'd never have locked up a gun, a car, a knife for a crime because they don't commit crimes. It would be folly and gross negligence of victims for us to focus on inanimate objects like cars and knives and guns. Guns are also inanimate objects, and like cars and knives, cannot act on their own. So it's sort of stupid to focus on guns in the cases of murder, shooting deaths. Now, you may be asking, what about the availability? For most of our history, until 94, 98, whenever it was, a person could walk into a hardware or department store or a gun store virtually anywhere in the United States and buy a rifle or a pistol. The 1902 Sears mail order catalog had 35 pages of firearm advertisements. Other catalogs and magazines from the 40s and the 50s and 60s were full of gun advertisements directed to both youngsters and parents. Like, published by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, What Every Parent Should Know When a Boy or Girl Wants a Gun. Another magazine advertised, Get This Cowboy Carbine With Your Christmas Money. Just a few states even had age restrictions for buying guns. Private transfers of guns to juveniles were unrestricted. Often a 12th or 14th birthday present from a father to his son was a shiny new 22 caliber rifle. Today, there's far less availability of shotguns and rifles and pistols than any time in our history. That should raise a question. Despite the greater accessibility to guns in previous decades, why wasn't there the kind of violence that we see with today's far more restricted access to guns? Have rifles and pistols changed their behavior from yesteryear? And are they now out committing mayhem and evil? If you answer that yes, then you have a mental illness. So if guns haven't changed, only the availability of guns has gone down, then it stands to reason, you know, in a crime involving any of these things, a gun, a knife, a car, the driving force behind it is the person that gets into it, picks it up. You can listen to the half-witted psychobabble about stopping children from playing schoolyard games like cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians. That's not going to do much. Calling for more gun restrictions, gun-free zones, and other measures, that's not going to do anything. You're going to have to come to grips with the fact that laws and regulations alone cannot produce a civilized society. Our first line of defense against uncivilized behavior is morality. Moral standards of conduct have been under siege in our country for over half a century. Do you see the correlation I just made there? Moral standards of conduct have gone down over the last half century, just as these kinds of mass public rampage shootings have begun to go up. We now live in a time of if it feels good, do it. Moral absolutes have been abandoned as a guiding principle. We've been taught not to be judgmental, that one lifestyle or set of values is just as good as another. We no longer hold people accountable for their behavior, and we accept excuse making. So, these problems of murder and mayhem and other forms of antisocial behavior are going to continue until we regain our moral footing. Now, you may want to sit there and, you know, hey, look, I'm the last one to judge anyone. I judge myself. And then I leave the rest of it to somebody else, a higher power that I know exists. You don't have to. I don't care. Getting out there and saying that we have no need for any boundaries or restrictions in our behavior is folly. Because that's look where we've gotten with it. It all started with adults when I was a kid. Their example led to the examples put before us. The examples that we made of ourselves raised our kids. Now our kids are raising the Tide Pod people, the Tide Pod generation. So I hope not all of them are like that. I know they aren't. I know they're not all like that. But we have got to get back to being a nation based upon a moral standard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, at Boyd's, what they've done is they've taken the time to take different people and test them with these gun stocks. And to find the proper fit, to find the proper ergonomic shape for you. And that's what sets them apart. And I mean, the other thing that sets them apart, go look at anybody else out there right now that's selling these things and look at their price point. And then go look at Boyd's. And you'll buy Boyd's. You're buying wood. You're buying, when you get it, it's going to be a fresh gun stock. It's not going to be one that's been sitting around for who knows how long. It'll be brand new, just made for you. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. It is not hard for you to find a poll out there that seems to support gun control. They're all over the place. They're very ubiquitous. They're out there in enough numbers that many people believe that the majority of American people support restricting the individual right to keep and bear arms. But then, occasionally, there will be an attack of lucidity. And recently there was an article where a self-described pollster addresses why we don't get gun control despite this supposed support. And the real reason he gives is straightforward. It's about how we're a republic, not a democracy, and so even overwhelming support for legislation doesn't necessarily translate to that legislation being passed. But his second and third explanations are where things really get interesting. He says, second, polling and public opinion are not as straightforward as they seem. Focusing on only one or two poll questions can distort the public's views regarding gun control. Polling numbers generally show strong support for gun control measures, such as universal background checks and an assault weapons ban. But simultaneously, most Americans think that additional gun control measures won't reduce violent crime. This is not surprising because most Americans don't blame guns for these tragedies. And policy that reflects the will of the people may collide with legitimate legal constraints. Crafting legislation that disqualifies those we all agree should not possess firearms, but protects the rights of law-abiding citizens, is actually a very difficult balance to achieve. As an example, the ACLU opposed an order that would have prevented Social Security recipients with mental disabilities who have others managing their benefits from purchasing firearms. Now notice that they don't tell you how they're adjudicated to have a mental deficiency other than the fact that somebody manages their checkbook. Assault weapons are difficult to define and thus legally banned because semi-automatic rifles can be used for hunting too, as can AR-style rifles, although they are not commonly used for that purpose, but that is coming. Finally, the influence of voters and interest groups can counteract the influence of the majority's opinion in swaying policy. For example, who votes matters. Gun owners are more likely than non-owners to vote based on the issue of gun control, to have contacted an elected official about gun rights, and to have contributed money to an organization that takes a position on gun control. Such differing rates of political activity are to be expected because many gun owners fear their rights are or will be restricted, and that drives them to the polls. But the frequent appearances of gun control advocates in the news can lead to the erroneous impression that they are more passionate than gun rights supporters. All of that is a very valid assessment of why a poll can supposedly show support for gun control, and nothing ever seems to pass. But I would wager that these aren't all the reasons. These are the ones that can be presented without insulting or impugning the integrity of that guy's fellow pollsters. I think polls are a propaganda tool, plain and simple. I think, for example, the exit poll of elections. The exit polls are out there, and I think they're designed to keep you from wanting to go to the polls. Today in South Carolina, Hillary Clinton was leading by a margin of 0.9%. So we're calling it for Hillary Clinton. No need to vote anymore. She's already won it. Go home. Yeah. Polls are meant to change your behavior or influence your behavior, if you will. And they can't influence it any other way during an election, because when the election on voting day, everything is, you know, on it's on fire. Then it's in play. It's in motion. Nothing they can do at that point. You can have all the signs and do all the other stuff, and it's all just going to happen. So, I'm not a big fan of polls. I don't know if you can tell that. There's other issues that exist, such as misleading questions and phrasing that fails to address how strongly someone feels about a topic. They touched on that slightly, but it doesn't point out that this can be a willful attempt on the part of some pollsters to try to manipulate public perception. Peer pressure is a thing, and it doesn't only affect school-age kids. There's very little difference between us as adults as they were when we were kids. Now, it was nice to see this being addressed in a calm, collected way. But the mere fact that somebody's out there saying, well, there's reasons for this. Well, yeah, no kidding. I knew this already. Thanks for pointing out what I already knew. So, polls. When you hear about a poll about overwhelmingly America supports gun control, really, where did you get your sample? How big is your sample? No, really, how big is your sample? Where is it? What is the preponderance of Republicans to Democrats? I want to know your formula. Give me your formula. And if you can't give me your formula, shut up. Publish it somewhere else. I'm not reading it. The best thing anybody can do with a poll, no matter what it is, whether it is an election or trying to gauge. This is a poll is another thing. A poll is used to signal a politician. So the politician will get out there and they may commission a poll. And, you know, they're going to use the poll. They're going to use the poll results, of course, to point out that I've got all this overwhelming support for this and I've got overwhelming support for that. And it's just going to happen. It is inevitable. The tide has turned. We have reached the tipping point. But remember, it was inevitable that Hillary Clinton was going to be elected. That was an inevitability. There was no ambiguity about it at all. It was going to be President Pantsuit until the polls and the pundits and everything else. They're sitting out there and talking about something, and then there's the actual event. And when the actual event comes out there, it doesn't matter who prognosticated what. It doesn't matter who tried to predict anything. All that matters is the numbers that are coming in. And as we saw, those numbers, well, electorally, Hillary was stomped into the mud, vanquished, defeated handily. Thank you, America, for that. But polls, if you see a poll, just say, you know, this would be a good time now for me to go rearrange my sock drawer or something, you know, something instructive. Go do something. Don't pay attention to the polls, ever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The antidote to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, look at that. I didn't do that. Take that out of there. There we go. Thank you so much. The one time I missed it. Boyd's Gun Stocks, you know, this is the interface between you and your weapon. And that is very important. How it feels when you pull it into you as you get ready to make that shot can make the difference between where that shot goes, where you want it to go, versus it missing. And that's all the reason in the world. Go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, let us finish this hour, shall we? Mass murders are horrendous things, and it would be nice for me to sit here and say, well, we have finally finished the last one we're ever going to have to endure of these. And that would be a lie. Yeah. One of the things that happens after these events, and this is actually not something that bothers me, but the renewed vigor in the gun debate. The anti-gun crusaders use the corpses of the dead as a platform to push their agenda. They lash out at any pro-gun rhetoric as being somehow out of line in light of what happened. And the thing is, there has to be a reason why these events happen. One completely independent of firearm access, because millions of people have guns, yet only a tiny few commit these atrocities. Over at the Volokh conspiracy, there's an interesting examination of some similarities in three major mass shootings. The Stockton murderer could have been stopped before he started if the government had enforced existing criminal law or had used existing law to commit and provide mental health treatment for a plainly disturbed and imminently dangerous individual. In California, they call it 5150. That's the code. Same has been true of many subsequent mass killers. in an article for the Howard Law Journal, Clayton Kramer and Oleg Vogel detailed other notorious homicides, including mass shootings, that could have been prevented if existing law had been used to commit and treat people who were well known to be severely and dangerously mentally ill. Decade after Stockton, the law enforcement system failed again at Columbine High School. The year before Columbine, in the spring of 1998, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office had prepared an affidavit to ask for a search warrant for the home of one of the criminals. The affidavit was based on his published death threats on the Internet and on the discovery, in a park a mile and a half from his home, of bombs like the ones that he bragged about making. The fact of the never-executed search was unknown to the public until 2 years after Columbine, when 60 Minutes 2 uncovered the affidavit by using Colorado's Open Record Act. Why the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office dropped the matter remains a mystery. The office admitted in court that it had been shredded, that it had shredded many of its Columbine documents. Why would you do that? The pattern set by Stockton and repeated at Parkland High School was repeated at Parkland High School, but even worse. And there, too, the criminal openly identified himself as an incipient mass murderer. The Stockton criminal's various felonies at least had led to arrest and misdemeanor convictions, but the Parkland criminal's open and shut felonies, such as an explicit violent threats against the school, never even resulted in an arrest. Part of the problem was apparently that the Broward sheriff and the school administration were diligently implementing the Obama administration's demand to shut down the school-to-prison pipeline by not arresting students. This was a reasonable policy for students who committed crimes such as truancy or possession of alcohol on school grounds. It was not reasonable for the Parkland criminal's assault and death threats. This criminal should have been put in a pipeline from school to prison. Instead, the Broward sheriff and the school ended up running a school-to-graveyard pipeline. So, there's a lot of instances where there's been a lot of failures that are related to law enforcement dropping the ball. I get that being a police officer running a police department, a sheriff's office, is tough. But in all of these cases we're looking at, we have some deeply troubled people with a history of concerning behavior. Only in Columbine did the killers not purchase their weapons legally. They were too young and they had to get a straw buyer, which would have been likely been impossible had action been taken sooner. Now, these are the acts that are used to justify taking away our rights. But they shouldn't be. These should not be the acts that call for reform of our law enforcement system so that these oversights don't continue. So that no one who exhibits these signs is given a free pass. If taking away our Second Amendment rights was the only way or even a way to stop these killings, that would be one thing, but it's not the case. Instead, we need to start with something that might make a difference between without infringing on the constitutionally protected rights of people. We haven't done anything wrong. And that's the thing, isn't it? That's the problem. For these laws, it's very hard to strike a balance with a policy that does not infringe upon your rights while at the same time keeps guns from some of these people. That's not my problem. It's not your problem. So, you know, when you sit here and you look at some of these after-action reviews of some of these events and you see the series of errors, I could see some of them. I could see some of them occurring, but I don't understand how they all occur, how we have this perfect storm of nearly malfeasance that leads to these tragedies. I have no idea how I would feel if my failure in my job led to the deaths of kids. I mean, it's one of those things where it would be the same for me if I pulled off in my car and there was a child so low that I ran over them and I didn't see them when I took off. This stuff just gets to me. I mean, just thinking about how it's preventable. Gets to me. Thinking about the fact that all of this is telegraphed and yet we do nothing about it. Gets to me. So, when we're looking at these things and everything, look, I don't want to beat up on the cops. I have a high respect for law enforcement. I know they have a few bad apples. They are not all bad by any stretch of the imagination. That overwhelmingly, the vast percentage of them are pro-gun and they're pro-you being armed. So, yes, they are on our side. And it's just these glaring examples where you would think to yourself, we're never going to, somebody would say to themselves, we're never going to let this happen again. Never, ever again. And then they put things into play. And there's a lot of things they could put into play. In California, Elliot Rogers and the Stockton shooter and all these other people. In California, long before they had the gun violence restraining order, they had Code 5150, which is also the name of a Van Halen album, but it's actually a penal code. And if you are found to be a danger to others or yourself, well, then you get taken off and you're up for 72 hours and you're involuntarily committed. And I'm almost certain in California that means that you don't get to buy any guns anymore. And they approached Elliot Rogers, Isla Vista, whatever they call him, wherever that was, and 9 sheriff's deputies approached him and just thought he was a really well-behaved young fellow. So, this is one of these long haul operations that we're in. Coming up next, the owner operator of Pipe Hitters Union joins us again, Lincoln Osiris. We're going to do a little therapy for both of us. That's good stuff. That's coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.